Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources. Find out more at mte.com/prosolar. Well, it's time for us to head over to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. Michelle Clifford joins us here this morning on this first Friday of June. School's out, and I bet the place is rocking there, Michelle.
It is. School's out. Clubs are in. It's a fun time at the clubs right now.
What is it? Sun's out, guns out. It's school's out, kids here. Something like that, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You picked up on it. That was it. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. So I guess they're having
a fun time. You know, summer's always fun at the clubs.
Having a big time. I mean, they go on trips. They have all kinds of fun from, you know, early morning to late evening. So kind of tell us about a few of the things that that they've been doing here early on.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. We go nonstop during the summer. We feed breakfast, we feed lunch, we feed afternoon snack. We go on field trips. We have field trips that come to us. We stay in the summer. We do everything besides wake them up and tuck them in at night at the club. So it is a nonstop full pack day. They are going to do lots of different field trips this summer, along with programs that we have at the club as well. And we've really worked this year. We've partnered with MTSU for several things with the club this summer.
Yeah, let's talk about a few of those. I think we kind of got a brief update, you know, that Coach Mason had been bringing the football kids over and interacting with the club kids, and found out that he was a club kid himself at one time. So that's become a really cool partnership. Tell me about something new here. Football camp, right?
Yeah, yeah. So MTSU is doing a football coming up, and they've invited 10 of our kids to come be a part of the football camp. So that's exciting and a fun partnership with them. Our kids are really looking forward to doing that. What an opportunity. And we've had actually even some of their players who have been volunteering with us, working for us this summer as well. And so we're just continuing to grow that partnership. And we also are working with their mass comm department even, and doing, we've partnered with them a few times over the summer, but we do a program with them called Come to Voice, where they go in and they learn about different aspects of like the mass comm communications industry. They focus a lot on podcasts. And this year, I think their focus this year is more news geared and maybe doing like a news type podcast. But that's a fun thing for our kids to get to go in and just learn that process and how it works, and build their own podcast as well.
Yeah, that sounds neat. Maybe maybe in the future you've got Boys and Girls Club News, and you know, put that out on YouTube or something.
That's a great idea, Brian. You always have the best ideas. That's a good idea.
They'd have a fun time doing it. Maybe a little mass comm club there or something. Let me know.
Oh, and I know someone in radio whom I could even help with
well,
that.
Well, maybe so. Yeah. Love to. Maybe yeah. We've got some future broadcasters there, I'm sure.
I'm sure we do.
Well, that's cool, giving them some opportunities. And, you know, as MTSU tries to continue to reach out into our community and doing a great job there. So let me keep me updated on how those things go with the mass comm department, too. Those students are gaining some valuable experience from the college as well. And that kind of takes me to our older Boys and Girls Club members in college. Is kind of on their mind, you know, once you hit high school, it's time to look at colleges, and you all do a really great job of trying to give the kids as much of an opportunity to explore that as possible.
We do. This is one of my favorite programs that we do, and we are very blessed to even be able to offer this, but we offer our teens, our older kids, a college tour where we each summer we do it, we focus on a different section of the country. We've taken them down into Florida. We've taken them to the Carolinas. We've done local, you know, around Tennessee area. We always try and focus on a different area. And we've actually had a few of our college, of our teens over the years who have gone to the schools that we visited. They may have been signed up for a different one, but didn't even know, you know, that somewhere in Florida was an opportunity. And so they've actually changed a few and gone to those schools. So we're excited to be this year. And we're partnering with Boys and Girls Clubs down the road in Maury County as well to do it with them. And this year we're going up like East Tennessee and Carolina. So we'll be visiting like ETSU, Duke, UNC, William and Mary. We've been in contact with all those schools and set up tours, and sometimes been different volunteer opportunities. But, you know, when we do this, we also ask the kids, they keep a journal while we're gone on the tours, and they have to keep up with like facts they've learned at schools. They have to, before we get to the school, they have to write down questions for the school to ask them so they can be engaged and involved. But it's a great way to just get them out, see the country, experience all the other different schools. We're so, so, so excited to do that this year with our team.
So kind of run that by me again in terms of the Murfreesboro and Smyrna clubs are kind of coming together with Maury County. Is that right? Is that what I heard?
That's right. That's right. Yep. We're coming together with the Maury County clubs and partnering together to do the college tour with them as well. We're taking a big old charter bus up there. Let's take as many kids as we can.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're partnering with them. But, you know, we're opening it up to really any teams in Murfreesboro and Smyrna that might be interested in a college tour. We're actually having interest, like parent interest meetings next week, Thursday and in Murfreesboro at 5:30 and Friday in Smyrna at 5:30. They will, you know, they will have, we will ask them to become members of the club and get to know the club, but it's open, you know, to any teams who are willing to do that and might want this opportunity.
Okay.
While we have space available.
Sure. Sure. You've got a bus and only so much room in that, but that'll be a good opportunity maybe for some of those who are listening. If moms and dads or grandparents are listening and it's time to start thinking about that, maybe some of these colleges were on your list to go try to see. You're meeting next week, Thursday in Murfreesboro and Friday in Smyrna, right?
That's right. At 5:30, both times.
Okay. Very good. So anybody interested, and if you've got any high schoolers, and again, becoming part of the club as a teen is fairly easy to do anyway, right?
It is. It's very easy. We don't have any like weekly fees for our teens. It's free for our teens to be a part of the club and come, and it's pretty open-ended for them. And we, you know, each club, Murfreesboro and Smyrna, they have their own teen centers. So, you know, we run a very teen centric program with them. And it's a lot of fun too, but it is very easy to become a member of the Boys and Girls Club, especially as a teen.
Yeah. And I know this was, kind of one of the things that, took a hit during COVID and, was kind of, you had to slowly come back into that, and you used that opportunity in Murfreesboro at least, that I can recall to, kind of revamp the teen room. And so you kind of really were starting over from scratch. So a good opportunity to maybe get some additional involvement in Murfreesboro and Smyrna too.
Absolutely, Brian. You're exactly right. And we're excited to be bringing these teen programs back. You're right. It did kind of our attendance, I guess, went down during COVID for our teens. But as many people know, you know, we can only serve so many people. We had to keep that ratio, like, what was it, like six? I don't even remember. COVID feels so long ago, but remember, we had to be 6 feet apart. And anyway, so it really dropped the numbers we were able to serve during COVID. But it was important to us to serve those who needed us during COVID. So we opened it to first responders and frontline workers. And unfortunately, you know, teens are the age where they could stay home if they needed in a situation like that. But we're excited now to be back full capacity. And you're right, we're working on revamping, or we're working on re-upping our teen program. Part of that was revamping the teen centers. We got a great grant from Panda Express that allowed us to like really revamp our teen centers and just make it different and fun with new paint, new stuff. We've knocked down walls. We got new carpet, new furniture. So anyway, we're very excited about this opportunity.
Yeah. Speaking of Panda Express, I went there at the end of May, and they asked me if I wanted to round up for the Boys and Girls Club. So you've definitely had some partners in the community that are helping with that. That wasn't the first one that I recall that said Boys and Girls Club. So it's nice to see our businesses trying to do their part in giving back.
That's right. We're so grateful to Panda Express. They've supported us in more ways than just the teen center over the years. They've been a really good partner with us. So thanks for rounding up, Brian. That helps us be able to do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, it was easy to round up and add some. So, you know, hey, that's all easy and fun, and got some good grub to go along with it, and know that you're helping locally. And I made sure to ask. I said that stays here right in Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, right? And they said absolutely. So, makes it easy to give in that way. So, Michelle, the teens got this going on. That's a great thing. Kind of talk to me about what happens in, you know, July and holidays and 4th of July coming up. I mean, do you have special hours, or kind of how does that work with the club?
Yeah, good question. So we are closed for the 4th of July, but that's it. Other than that, we're open during summer, all the other days, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. every day. And again, always tons of stuff to do, filled with tons and tons of activities. One another thing that we're doing that I've talked to you about in the past, but it's one of my I love that we do this is we do a summer reading intervention program. So if there are some kids who maybe just aren't quite reading up to grade level, we take this time and we hire educators who are, you know, either retired or off during the summer. They run our program, they teach our program. And we parents off the program, but we work with a small group of kids that we focus on their reading for the summer. And those educators work with them. It's a fun, they make it fun. Yes, they work with them, but they also do their own little field trips. They'll go to the library, they go to Barnes and Noble and get a certain money to spend at Barnes and Noble that they can spend on buying a new book for themselves that they pick out. But it's a really great program, and we test them coming into it, and then we test them at the end of the school year. I mean, I'm sorry, at the end of the summer. And our success rate with this of either getting them on grade level or even sometimes above grade level going in to the next school year is super high. And it's been one of our most successful programs that we've ever done. And so we work really hard to continue that every summer. And we're really excited that we've found the funding and the educators to do this again this summer and just offer that reading intervention for those youth during the summer that helps set them up for success for the upcoming school year.
Great stuff. Great stuff. And I know that you're going to be busy steaking burgers around the corner. So looking forward to Jeff Foxworthy coming to Murfreesboro.
Oh yeah, we're so excited about that. He's gonna be so funny. It's gonna be so fun to know, like you just said about Panda Express, know you're supporting the club and coming with friends for a fun night of food, auction, and a Jeff Foxworthy comedy show. Like, how does it get any better than that? That is going to be a fun night. I'm really, really excited. It's coming up July 16th at MTSU, where we're holding it. We do still have a few tables left. We don't have many. We've sold out in several like sponsorship level areas. But we do have a few left for that event coming up.
Okay. So just head to bgcrc.net. That's Boys and Girls Clubs, Rutherford County. bgcrc.net. I think I got it right. Thanks,
That's
Michelle.
right. That's right. Good job, Ron.
Yeah, appreciate you stopping in today. A lot of fun going on at the Boys and Girls Clubs here in Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, and Smyrna. And thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having me, Brian. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you. That's Michelle Clifford joining us today on Rutherford Issues. And that will wrap up our show here on WGNS. Thank you so very much for joining here today. And we do appreciate it. Stay with us. More local conversation straight ahead here on News Radio WGNS. Have a good weekend, everybody.